Strategic planning is one important tool in meeting the goals of the 25-point federal IT plan. One of the most challenging points of that plan is the cloud-first policy. Bajinder Paul is the senior IT advisor at the General Services Administration and here to talk about solutions to some of those planning challenges. Bajinder, it's good to talk to you again. Thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Francis, and good to be with you this afternoon.
What are some of the challenges that agencies are talking to you about when they're trying to figure out cloud strategies?
Well, I think, you know, all of the agencies are looking for ways to reduce cost and improve services. And I think, the 25-point plan, is really the flexible, plan that enables the agencies to identify key initiatives that they can quickly implement, and leverage the power of cloud computing in trying to reduce the cost. So I think while the challenges are there, the 25-point plan as articulated by, Office of Management and budget is really giving or enabling or empowering the agencies to be able to look into their strategies and identify some low-hanging fruits and really in a very practical way begin the process of transition to cloud.
Are the agencies getting good information, though, from the vendors, or is this a situation where the vendors are coming in and saying, we have your cloud solution and not really doing the education process that the agencies are looking for?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. And Francis, clearly there's a tremendous amount of good communication going on between the commercial sector and the agencies. And I think the collaboration and the sharing of the best practices is only picking up. And I think that needs to intensify even more. I think the industry is giving the agencies or providing the agencies not only the best practices but also, you know, insight into innovation, because the commercial industry has tremendous experience in implementing cloud solutions. So I, you know, personally, I see that on a daily basis, and I see the trend actually improving even more over time.
Now, it's not just vendor to agency and agency to vendor best practices; it's agency to agency too. My colleague Jason Miller saw you at the AFSEA Bethesda event. There are a lot of things like that that go on in the federal community, where the agencies have the opportunity, at least, to share best practices. Do you get a sense that that information exchange is actually happening, though?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think, you know, like any other process, you know, it matures over time, but clearly, so for example, I mean, at GSA, I mean, we're taking a leadership role in facilitating that easy access, to best practices and cloud-based solutions, you know, from the commercial providers and across the federal agencies. In fact, you know, I do want to refer to your audience to info.apps.gov. It's a tremendous resource, that the federal agencies use in terms of innovation, best practices, cloud services, and oh, by the way, you know, heavy engagement with the CIO Council as well. So more to come on that, too.
We've got info.apps.gov linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, so folks can go and see what you're doing there. The agencies that are doing this well, what is it that they're doing that's causing you to say that, and I'm not going to ask you to name agency names in particular, but the ones that are doing it well, what are they doing that's facilitating this transition for them?
Yeah, so I mean, I think there are many, many examples of many agencies who are doing it extremely well. I think what I see it from my vantage point is that you know, successful transitions are the ones where the strategies are focused on really looking at the low hanging fruit, and reducing the risk, and leveraging innovation. So, and I will use this example. You know, within GSA, for example, within the Office of Citizen Services and Innovative Technologies, you know, we migrated our infrastructure services to cloud last year, and we realized a saving of $1.7 million. As you know also, GSA was one of the very first agencies to be able to migrate 17,000 users to Google Cloud. As a result, the expected savings, for example, we expect to be $15 million over the next 5 years. So, you know, these are all based on having very sound strategies, focusing on the infrastructure, focusing on the low-hanging fruit, if you will. So the list really goes on and on in that sense.